Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Donald Cox, CEO, President, and Chair of Biomedical Technology Solutions, which can be purchased on the OTC, is traded on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol BMTL. And thanks for joining me today, Donald.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Great. Start off by telling us about your main product, the Demolizer 2, debuting with Royal Dental Group.
Well, the Demolizer 2 is it's the second generation and version of our machine. The original Demolizer was invented in 1993. It was patented in 1999 and was put in the marketplace by the original inventor. Like a lot of products, you know, great foresight, great vision, not really the business guy. And a little bit before its time, and it was the Volkswagen to the Ferrari, as we call it. In 2004, late 2004, I saw the technology, was amazed by what I saw, put a deal together in early of 2005, bought the technology, and we spent about $3 million remodernizing it, as we call it, bringing it to what it is today. And what I mean by that is it still runs under the same original patent that was issued in 99. We've got two provisional patents filed worldwide in many countries. And we've updated the technology to where now the machine prints labels in any language in the world. We're CE and CSA rated. It stores the information within the machine for 3 years because by federal law and CDC law and OSHA law, you're required to maintain your records for a minimum of 3 years on your biomedical waste. And it actually has a system to call Denver once a month, and it downloads its information that we store, and it validates the efficacy of the machine. What that means is we have a unit that is a tabletop self-contained device, which basically needs nothing other than an electrical plug. You plug it into, no drain, no water, no anything. It's a dry heat technology, and it allows you to take your sharps and red bag waste, and sharps meaning the sharps collectors, the red collectors you see on a wall in the doctor's or dentist or vet's office. Our collector replaces that. It's the same size, but it's just a metal collector. And it comes off the wall, and instead of going into a storage closet or instead of the red bag that's sitting on the floor, it's our red bag canister. Instead of going into a storage closet till a hauler comes, picks it up, which they do either weekly or biweekly or monthly, you now take the can and you go back to the machine. You take the collector, you put it in the machine, you push two simple buttons, you walk away. 2 hours and 20-some to 30 minutes later, it's about a 15-20-minute heat-up, 90-minute process, another 15-20 minutes to cool down. Process is done. It prints two labels. You unlock the machine. You take the collector out. You've just taken biomedical waste and turned it into common trash, and you put the label on the collector. You take the collector, and you drop it in the garbage can. So, in essence, we have given you the opportunity to eliminate up to 100% of your biomedical waste hauling cost by replacing your existing protocol, which is having a hauler drive up to the building, come up and pick up the trash, just like garbage men do, and replacing it with a Demolizer on a counter.
And, yeah, talk a little bit about some of the applications for the technology. Maybe talk to us about what the four S's for the product stand for.
Well, it's interesting. When we first developed it and went through it, we came up with our four S's. It was our savings, safety, simplicity, and security. Savings, because if you're a doctor and you spend, or a dentist, or a vet, or any medical practitioner that treats humans or animals, by law, you're required to deal with your biomedical waste and have it hauled. That's federal, state, and local law. So obviously, you usually have a hauler that picks it up. With the Demolizer, if you're a practitioner and you spend $200 a month, over the course of 10 years with annual increases and everything else, at just a 10% annual increase, we will save to your bottom line $34,000 over those 10 years because you're no longer having a hauler come pick up that waste. That's the savings. The safety is very simple. What they do now is they take those collectors or those red bags and they double bag them and that, and they have to put them in a storage room somewhere, and they sit there until a hauler comes and picks them up. most practitioners in any form of medicine will usually have it done biweekly or some monthly, and some even dentist every 90 days. And that waste sits, and those germs multiply every 20 minutes. So it's a safer way because you're not having biomedical waste and trash sitting around. When the canister is full, you take the collector off the wall or you take the collector off the counter for the red bag, you immediately put it in a machine, you push two buttons, you walk away. The reason it's safer also is the machine is ambient to the touch, never gets hot to the outside. The efficacy studies have been both done at Stanford in the beginning and at K-State University, Kansas State University, by Dr. Jim Marston, through our second round in 06, and it has been proven there's no airborns, no biohazards released. We have a dual filtration system. We just added an ionized filtration system. So the machine's very safe to the touch, to the locking mechanism, and to the fact that once the waste is in, until it's processed, it's not going to finish. It's not going to come out. That's the safety. The simplicity is, again, instead of double bagging it and tagging it and having to have somebody take it out by the back door and mess with it, it's a very simple take it off the shelf, put it in, process it, throw away. And the security is understanding that you've got the security for your patients and your practice, that you are doing the very best you can to secure what's going on within your office. But more importantly, we are very comfortable with the fact that you're helping to secure the environment. It's not incinerated. It's not chemicalized. It's not treated. It's not going to a landfill chemicalized or treated under a biomedical waste. It's becoming common trash. All we hear every day is ozones and green and green and green and how expensive green can be. This is a way to be green and environmentally thoughtful and save money, not spend money. So when you put a demolizer in your office, you're now eliminating a diesel-burning truck to drive up to your practice and come pick up that waste. Take that waste somewhere to where it's going to be incinerated or chemicalized or treated or just shoved in the landfill. You're now creating common trash with it.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win. And talk about some of the trends in the market right now and how well-positioned is the company to capitalize on the trends?
Well, the industry itself, perfect example, you know, there's probably 20,000 plus trucks on any given day on the highways in the U.S. picking up biomedical waste. Most of those companies and the large nationals, you know, they have you under contract, and those contracts state that for any reason, from fuel surcharges to dumping charges to administrative charges, they can raise your fees. Well, it's getting harder to find dumping sites every day. They're shutting landfills down. Incineration's being shut down. When we went to $4.50 a gallon for diesel fuel last summer, skyrocket. They were surcharging, you know, practitioners skyrocketing, so you have no control over your fees. And in 2007, we spent approximately $3 billion to haul off and destroy 1.5 billion pounds of biomedical waste, which is 5 pounds for every person in this country. That number is going to grow at about 4 to 7% a year. So it's going to keep growing and building, not go smaller. Again, taking the demolizer, we've created the new technology. This is the new wave. You know, the old way is driving a truck. And if you have companies that have hundreds and hundreds or thousands and thousands of trucks, it's hard for them to change their technology or their way of handling their business. This is our business, and that's why it's very unique for us to be in this marketplace.
And what differentiates biomedical technology solutions from other players in your sector?
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, one, we're the only company that has a machine that's patented that handles both sharps and red bag waste that's self-contained, so it doesn't take any water, fuel, or drainage. The handful of companies that you would probably classify in our area or competition, they're large machines. They handle huge volumes, and they're very expensive. You know, this is a tabletop device that plugs into a wall that has a manufacturer's retail price of $69.95 and sells through distribution somewhere in the range of $6,000 to $6,500. So it's a very cost-effective way for a practitioner. At the end of the day, we also, you know, we don't claim to be the catch-all for everybody. We're not the large volume user product. If you're a hospital or these huge institutions that create hundreds and hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds of waste, you've got to have other opportunities, either bigger machines or haulers to come pick it up. We're that product niche that is for that small to medium volume user, 50 pounds a month or less. That's every doctor, every dentist, every vet. We have a unit sitting at Coors Field in Colorado. They have a lockbox in every bathroom in that stadium. And somebody asked me just recently why. And I said, well, in 2006, we had 8 million Americans take 3 billion shots at home for diabetes and other diseases, mainly diabetes. Every 21 seconds in the U.S., somebody's diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The average diabetic takes 3 to 4 shots a day, or 90 to 100 shots a month. And if you're sitting in a ball game and you take a shot in the bathroom, you discard that needle. They've had accidental sticks. That's why you see Sharps collectors in airports and everywhere else. And, you know, so Coors Field was the first in the Major League Sports to put a demolizer in their facility, originally for the use of the teams. But now there's a Sharps collector in every bathroom, and they have collectors that will never be used, maybe in one of the sky boxes because nobody there takes a shot. And yet they have collectors in their club level that get filled every couple games. We're talking to several other teams now in Major League Baseball about adding it because, again, it's the safety for their staff as well as the patrons so that they're not finding needles laying around or in the trash can.
Well, that would certainly be a good pickup for the company to be able to, you know, spread the product around to the, to the pro teams.
Well, and we've got such great reviews out of the pro teams. It's nice to know that everybody's trying to be proactive, both from a cost savings, but more from compliance and security and safety and simplicity for their employees and their staffs and their patrons.
And can you walk us through a little bit about some of the background and experience about your management team?
Well, absolutely. I've got a 30-year history of working and building companies. I've got a huge franchise background. I was one of the original franchisees for TCBY Yogurt back in the early 80s. I then chaired their President's Council. I've built numerous companies and M&A'd numerous companies. I was the original founder of Pretzel Maker along with my partner, Mark Geeman. We sold it to Mrs. Fields. It's now the largest retail pretzel chain. I built 2 health club chains. I own the franchise for Blockbuster Video in Kentucky. I've owned a nutraceutical company. I've owned a cosmeceutical company. So I've been around retail and development for the last 30 years. I've never really had a job in my adult life. It's always been companies I've either built or been a part of. My CFO, COO, Dave Kempf, is 25-year background, comes out of the medical industry, both from a finance and operational side. Dave Kuhn, we like Dave's around here, who just came on board as our senior VP of sales and marketing, has a 30-year background in the industry tied through distribution, worked with major retail chains in the drug and pharmaceutical side and medical equipment side, both domestically and internationally. Tom Von Vank, 20 years in medical distribution, has worked with every major distributor out there, and that's important because we are signed with Henry Schein and Patterson and PSS and Banco and Burkhart and Gulf South, and collectively between all these national distributors and some of the smaller regional distributors, that's, you know, there's over 5,000, 6,000 reps that represent our product on the street this year.
And you started talking a little bit about it, but can you talk a little bit more about what objectives the management has set for the company over the next year, up 12 to 24 months?
Absolutely. You know, there's 2 or 3 major segments within our industry. One of them being the practitioners. Again, if you treat a human or animal in any form of medical care, you create biomedical waste, and by law, you have to haul that off properly. So, you know, there's over 368,000 doctors. There's over 140,000 dentists. There's over 40,000 veterinaries. With those practitioners is what we consider the retail side of the business. What's unique about the dental side of the business and why we're excited about our partnership with Royal Dental Group is approximately 2,000, maybe a little less this year because of our economic breadth, but last year, the year before, it's somewhere north of 2,000 dentists every year build new facilities, either i.e. a new build or what we call a rebuild, either refurbishing a building they're in or building a new practice. Those 2,000 dentists work with the Henry Schein Dental, the Patterson Dentals, the Banco Dental facilities of the world, and when they're starting to put these projects together, they sit down with every different group, their capital equipment division, their cabinet division. Royal Dental Group is one of the largest, probably number three in the industry, but more importantly, they're the number one leading custom cabinet manufacturer in the U.S. dental market. And what's very unique about them is they customize those facilities to streamline them and make them just as good as they can be for that practitioner to give him the best results he can for his business. We're looking forward to this year and going forward with them because obviously being number two, number three in the industry, they do a lot of cabinets. And when they design the cabinetry for these dentists, they'll go in and design in their sterilization rooms from left to right the best way to sterilize and take care of all their product, from the equipment they reuse to the product they need to dispose of. And to include us into that sterilization center is just explaining and showing that dentist that here's a better way and a safer way and a more efficient way and a more cost savings way to run and maintain your practice. So from the dental side, we're very excited about the next 12 to 24 months and the fact that we launched at the Chicago Midwinter, which is the largest attended dental convention worldwide in the U.S., worldwide meaning international people coming over. But to be launched with them there and to have us in that sterilization room, again, just shows that, you know, they're very excited about what we bring to the market and how we help them with the market. So I think overall what we're looking for is the fact that we don't just go out and knock on dentist doors and say, hey, would you like to buy a demolizer? It's now more of here's a better way to run your practice. So it's not just a cost-effective way, but it's the simplicity, the security, and taking care of their people.
And before we conclude, Don, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a long-term investment potential?
Well, there's a real simple one there for you. Again, 1.5 billion pounds, 5 pounds per person and growing, and $3 billion to haul it away last year. With over a million applications in the industry for us, it makes a very – I mean, we could be here for a long time, and we won't get our arms around all of it. If we just capture 20,000 customers over the next 5 years – that's less than 3% of the U.S. market, and that's a monstrous market for us. The largest in the industry would be Stericycle with 390-some thousand customers. In 1996, Stericycle said that 67% of their business was large volume users, the big medical facilities, the hospitals, the big institutions. In 2006, 10 years later, Stericycle in their 10K said 63 or 65%, somewhere right in that range, of their business was small to medium volume users, the doctors, the dentists, the vets, our customers, the 50-pound a month or less customers. They understand that that is the mass of the market, and the market is growing. We have an opportunity to capture very easily 2, 3% of the U.S. market, which is a huge market cap for us. The world market is 5 times the domestic market. We have people calling us and want our product and distribution in Japan and India and Indonesia, and we're working with the health city in Dubai, and we're working in Africa on some projects. So, you know, when you look at the global market that is out there for the demolizer and the fact that we can produce it in 110 or 220 and the fact that it's CE or CSA rated for anywhere in the world, and that I can print the labels and the LCD screen can be lit up in any language in the world. So it's just a simple 1, 2, 3 push of a button. we have a world market ahead of us, and we have no competition. There's nobody out there that has a demolizer that sits on a countertop and does what we do.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you once again for joining me.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Don.